is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Reuters headline on a momentous turn of affairs for Russia and for Turkey. Putin and Erdogan meet to discuss grain deal amid shifting power balance. That's a quote. Or, as Reuters puts it, Putin tells Turkey's Erdogan that the grain deal is back in negotiation, ready to discuss. That is one piece of the story of Turkey, not only during the conflict in Ukraine, but also, generally speaking, these last decades, because of Turkey's ambition to join the EU and because of Mr. Erdogan's ambition to be reelected for the third time, which he did successfully run a successful campaign based on promises. And those promises turn on the economy. And I welcome Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Futures. She's in Moscow observing Turkey, which has always enjoyed geography. It is the crossroads of Europe to Asia, north to south, and it commands the Black Sea, which we see right now is critical to understanding the conflict in Europe. But, Ekaterina, a very good evening to you. Pocketbook, pocketbook, pocketbook. That's how Americans vote, and I'm presuming that was the way the Turkish people voted in the most recent presidency. You report in your essay, Geopolitical Futures, that Turkey's inflation ran as high as 58%. Since the election, has Erdogan moved to solve that in some fashion? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and it's great to be here. Well, right now, the attention to Turkey is growing. First of all, Turkey is one of the major participants in the international trade. Plus, Turkey is trying to be mediating the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Plus, Turkey was a mediator the grain deal. The most interesting thing that right now the position of Turkey is becoming a little bit weak because of different reasons. And this is not exactly the time what Turkey wants to see this weakness. First of all, it is exactly the time after the elections. Several months passed after the elections, and Turkey has changed its course significantly. Previously, before the elections, president of Turkey, Erdogan, was trying to create some kind of Erdoganomics, as we call it in Russia. It means the economy quite loose, and the major thing was the lowering of rates. Doing this, Erdogan was trying to give some impetus to business after the COVID, for example, after the lockdowns, and to create the demand, to create the production and open the business and increase exports too. Right now, Turkey faced a lot of problems, and these problems started not so long time ago. They started, I think, since last decade. One of them is inflation, as you mentioned. And right now, Turkey is trying to change its direction, and especially inside of the economy. They have changed monetary policy, and instead of lowering the rates, as they did before during the last 2 years, they start to increase these rates. We saw the increase to 25% during the last months, from about 8% of rate. And unfortunately, Turkey couldn't fix its inflation, as we see that it is continuing to grow. So the major thing is that right now, Turkey is under focus, but at the same time, it's facing a lot of internal problems, and its new policy that it's taken after the elections seems not working really well.
The problems are not limited to the economy, although that's a driver for the voter. The problems also challenge Turkey because of what you report are alternative trade routes developing because of the Black Sea basin being militarized. Heretofore, Russia has found it straightforward. This is Russia's problems with Turkey, to ship out of Azov and the Black Sea. Now Russia is shifting its trade route to the Baltic and to the Far East. Is that a difficulty for Erdogan? Is that a conversation between Mr. Erdogan and Mr. Putin?
Well, definitely. By the way, yes, you're right. Putin and Erdogan were meeting yesterday, and Putin emphasized that the trade between Russia and Turkey is growing, and Turkey one of the major and strategic partner for trade. But at the same time, we see that the volume, the financial volume of trade has increased, but not all trade is going really smooth. First of all, oil and gas. We know that Russia is decreasing the production of oil, plus it is decreasing the export of oil and gas for different reasons, including the sanctions as well. And right now, Turkey is not the best way for Russia to deliver its oil, for example, and gas. Russia has found another partners, for example, in Asia, and I think we spoke about this not so long time ago. And right now, Russia is looking for the new ways that are not connected with Turkey, that are not connected with militarized zone. They have no effect from the United States ships, for example, or the European willingness or security or logistics and so on. And right now, Russia is trying to find another way. For example, the Northern Sea route, about 1 week or 2 weeks ago, Russia was announcing very loud that the Northern Sea route could transport some ships filled with oil. Plus, Russian other ports that are situated in the Far East are very loaded right now, because some of the goods that were shipped before by the Black Sea, they now are transferred to the Far East. Of course, it creates some problems inside Russia, but that is another story. And the Baltics right now becomes another route for Russia, and not only for Russian goods. For example, we can talk about Kazakhstan, and we know that Kazakhstan uses a lot of Black Sea to transport its oil to Europe. Because of the militarized zone, because of the constant drones in the Black Sea, because of the, all of this potential threat and known great deal, so no kind of security, we can say, Kazakhstan decided to redirect its oil, and right now it still continues to use Russia, but it thinks about using the Baltic ports. So if we talk about Turkey, of course, this is going to affect, because Turkey has two straits, and we know that all Russian ships that previously were based in the Black Sea and were used for trade, they had to pass these two straits. And of course, Turkey got some additional commission for this, plus increased its position as the regional leader and the transit zone. But right now, with the Russian trade turning to another directions, Turkey may potentially lose this role. Plus, we forget to mention the new route that Russia is trying to find through Iran. It's the north-south route, and right now the first train and trucks, they have passed Iran, and this route will go to Saudi Arabia and then further to India, Pakistan, and the other ways. So Turkey is indeed, it's kind of not scary, but it's worried that this source of trade could be potentially lost. So this theme indeed was one of the themes that Putin and Erdogan were discussing, though the Russian government said that their plans to create the gas hub in Turkey and giving the Turkey the role of gas transition country is still on the game and is still going on. We don't see many movements. We don't see many investments that are coming from Russia, for example, from Turkey towards these projects. I mean, like, it's there are a lot of big words, but what we see in statistics sometimes doesn't show us the real picture.
Ekaterina Zolotova for Geopolitical Futures on the troubles for Erdogan, now safely reelected, to continue his reign. He's been in power for more than two decades. What is to be done when we come back? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.